you so much. What a great crowd. My name is Andy McGuire, and I want to be your next governor. Right now, I am disgusted with our government. Governor Kim Reynolds and Bill Dix have taken no ownership for their part in an unacceptable culture of harassment, discrimination, and retribution. Iowa taxpayers are on the hook for $1.75 million. How many of you have felt the sting of harassment in your life? I, too, have felt the pain of not being valued. As governor, I will change a culture that says it's okay to harass and abuse another and get away with it. I've traveled to all 99 counties and listened to you. You don't feel like your elected leaders have the right priorities, and I don't blame you. They don't. As your governor, I will stand up for everyone, including some of the most vulnerable Iowans. Some of those are on Medicaid. Medicaid privatization is a mess. It was a bad idea to begin with, and it's getting worse by the day. You know, this affects over 500,000 of our most vulnerable who cannot get access to care. As a doctor who has worked in healthcare my whole life, I have the experience needed to help fix this mess. I will restore Medicaid back to the state and ensure Iowans get the healthcare they need when they need it, because healthcare is a right, not a privilege. You know, I've heard from Iowans with friends and family who are struggling with mental health, substance abuse, and addiction. You know, we have neglected funding, and our police have become our first-line mental health providers. You know, they take patients to jail and to emergency rooms, two of the most expensive and worst places for someone in crisis. Rather than preventing crisis with more upfront counseling, we need to attract and retain more to this profession. We need to prioritize and focus resources, and we need to destigmatize mental health. We need to love more and ignore less. You know, I hear from kids who are bullied at school and online. You know, I pledge to continue to fight as we work to ban conversion therapy and support our youth, because everyone deserves the dignity to be who they are. I've heard from many of the women affected by the closing of Planned Parenthood clinics. They're concerned about where they go for quality, affordable health care. As a doctor, a woman, a mother, and as your governor, I will restore funding to Planned Parenthood. You know, I hear from parents and teachers worried about education. Republicans have underfunded Iowa schools for the past 7 years. Educating our kids and making sure they have the tools and resources to be the best they can be is our number one priority. For teachers in the audience, you deserve our thanks, our respect, and the resources you need to do your job. We need to raise the minimum wage, support our unions, and create good-paying jobs with benefits, especially in our rural areas where Iowa's small towns and farms are vital to the fabric of our state. And I am a scientist, and I will bring science back to the governor's office, because climate change is a scientific fact. I'm a mother of 7 children and 1 grandchild, and I want to make sure my children and grandchildren and your children and grandchildren can stay in Iowa and succeed. I see an Iowa where we have clean air and clean water, accessible, affordable health care, the best education anywhere, and good-paying jobs with good benefits all over the state, and where all Iowans are treated with respect. That's the Iowa I see. That's the governor I want to be. I'm Andy McGuire, and I want to be winner.